He laid his hands on their heads before he left that place. Let us pray in silence.
Uncle Tree Climbing Thomas J. His face hurts. And where is his glasses? He can't see without his glasses. Put his glasses on.
I don't know.
Put on his glasses.
Oh, Thomas J's funeral scene in My Girl. Does that make you want to burst into tears? Do you also hate bright lights, rough fabrics, and loud noises? Well, you might just be an HSP, a highly sensitive person. Clinical psychologist Dr. Lauren Tober is an HSP and has all the tricks to figuring out if you are one, plus how to cope with the rest of the very non-sensitive world. We don't live in a very, very sensitive world. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, Patricia.
There are 1.4 billion HSPs around the world. How is it that we're not more familiar with the term?
I guess we live in a largely non-sensitive world, and a world that is really kind of based around non-sensitivity.
And you identify as one, or you've been diagnosed as one. I'm not sure which one it is.
So let me be really clear. High sensitivity is not a diagnosis. It's not an illness. There's nothing wrong with it. It's simply an explanation of the workings of the nervous system.
So how do you know if you are one?
Well, Elaine Aron is a researcher in the US, and she's done a lot of work on high sensitivity. If you go onto her website, she's got a test you can take to find out if you're highly sensitive. But basically, highly sensitive people, they notice and they're affected by smells and noises and bright lights. So they don't like TV just going on in the background or being around strong perfume. They pick up on the emotions of others easily. They feel overwhelmed by busy days and long to-do lists. They prefer one-on-one conversations rather than speaking in large groups or just making kind of meaningless small talk. They're often affected by coffee and alcohol and drugs, so they have a strong reaction to those things. They often need downtime so they can go out in the world and be really engaged and busy, but then they need to kind of come back by themselves and have some downtime. One of the big indicators I find with many of my clients that I work with is, as children, they were described as too sensitive. So they may have heard this from their parents or their teachers, as, "You're just too sensitive."
So if you were told you were too sensitive, it might be a sign. And we think that one in five people fit into this category, both men and women.
That's right, yeah. So it's equal in both men and women. What Dr. Aron's research has found that it's about 15 to 20% of people. And interestingly, animals as well are considered to be highly sensitive.
So you mentioned Dr. Elaine Aron, who says HSPs need to stop living like the non-sensitive. But how do you do that? I mean, you live in the world. How do you make yourself fit into a world that doesn't really think much of a random crying?
Well, I mean, the random crying thing is just a small part of high sensitivity. And for some people, that they do get very emotional at things, like the movie you were talking about before. But, you know, other people aren't affected by that. But in terms of how you fit into a largely non-sensitive world, is that you create your world around you. So it may mean that you seek out work that really is really supportive of you. So lots of therapists are highly sensitive people because they're working one-on-one. They're having kind of deeper, meaningful conversations with people. They, you need to be pretty empathic and tuned in to be a therapist. So these are all things that a highly sensitive person is really good at. So they're often really great therapists. It also means, and this is a really big one, is taking time out. So yes, go out and be in the world, but schedule some time for yourself afterwards where you come back and you go to bed and you read a book, or you do some restorative yoga practice. My favorite thing for myself and for all HSPs is to do some integrative restoration yoga nidra, which is a meditation practice where you lie down and you deeply relax and you go through this process of self-inquiry, and it's very, very nourishing for the nervous system. The nervous systems of highly sensitive people are often very overstimulated.
Sounds really fascinating. Thanks so much for joining me. I got to say, I don't think I fit into this category, but I reckon a couple of people I know do. Thank you so much. And that's Dr. Lauren Tober. She's a clinical psychologist, a yoga teacher, and a highly sensitive person. And it's a thing, highly sensitive people. Too much light, too much lots of stuff. It's a thing. You're listening to RN Drive with me, Patricia Carvelis. I've been getting lots of your text messages in my interview with Andrew Forrest. Here's one. Hi, I thought capitalism is about the last woman or man standing. How about OPEC, writes Walt. And a couple more I'll read out later.